prison officers are meeting at their annual conference in Sligo, and amongst their pressing concerns, overcrowding, chronic drug taking and more assaults on staff. The Prison Officers Association says there are more than 1,000 more inmates behind bars than in 2019, but they say there are only 43 new prison spaces. The Prison Officers Association Deputy General Secretary Gabriel Keaveney is on the line. Gabriel Keaveney, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You say 1,000 more prisoners in 5 years and only 43 new places. Is that right?
Yes, that's what we're saying. And unfortunately, we've chronic overcrowding now across all sites in the prison estate to levels that we've not experienced in the last 30 years. And unfortunately, the Prison Service and the Department of Justice have really failed to plan in this regard. And we are saying now at this stage, once we reach a level, we're well beyond what is chronic at the moment, but the level of 5,000 prisoners is something which will, you know, have a serious impact. Mm-hmm. We're seeing 15 prisoners in the most modern area, the female prison in Limerick. 15 women slept on bunk beds on the floor, the other night. I mean, it's truly shocking.
I'm not disputing the problems of overcrowding, but just on the numbers, 1,000 more prisoners in 5 years and only 43 new places. The prison service pointing out that in excess of 200 prison places have been provided in recent years. They say, for instance, the training unit in Mountjoy from 2022, that was 96 new places. The male accommodation spaces opened in Limerick in late 22, another 90 cell spaces. And you were just talking about Limerick prison there. The prison service say an additional 22 female cell spaces were added there. And there are plans, aren't there, for up to nearly 700 more places in different prisons?
Well, first of all, in relation to plans, the plans that the minister last year announced, Simon Harris, is the same plans that are going to be announced this year. And not a sod has been turned on those spaces, not a brick has been built. That's the first thing. In relation to the training unit, it was mothballed during COVID. There's no additional spaces there. And in relation to Limerick, the areas that have been opened there are just areas that were renovated and reopened. So there's no additional spaces. You won't be pointed to one area and say that's a brand new area in this state. It simply hasn't happened. They're trying to manufacture the figures.
So when your members go to work, what does overcrowding in prisons look like? For instance, you mentioned the women on camp beds in Limerick Prison. What else?
Yeah. Well, if you look at the DOCUS is designed to cater for 80 prisoners. There's 175 prisoners up there this morning, roughly speaking. And so that means there's huge competition for resources, access to workshops, access to visits, all the various services. And when that happens, then there's unfortunately consequential violence. And we see that that has increased since 2020. We had 376 incidents of assault, straight interventions and prisoner-on-prisoner assaults. And in 2023, that figure has increased by 140% to 891 incidents. And so that's what our members, men and women of the prison service, every morning have to face when they go into work. It's unbelievable.
And drug taking, we heard in the bulletin that there had been nets to stop the drones and drugs being thrown over, but that's not working anymore?
No, one fall of snow and the nets collapsed at Mountjoy, Cloverhill and Wheatfield. A huge number of yards were taken out of action. And when you add that in with the number of drones that are delivering drugs into prisons now on a daily basis, like nearly 1,300 mobile phones were seized by prison staff last year. Nearly 1,300 individual drug shipments and packages were seized. Over 300 weapons were seized by prison staff. And when we see something like that, we would be very, very concerned about the maintenance of law and order. It has to be a real concern for everybody.
Given what you've outlined, are we in a position to implement longer sentences without parole for serious crimes?
Well, if you look at the temporary release figures, they're on the increase. We're told that every, suitable prisoner that, for temporary release is actually out at the moment. Whatever decisions government make, we'll implement. But we're saying at the moment, when you look at the most modern prison in the country, Cork, every single cell is doubled up. There's 50 people sleeping on the floor. There is no capacity. There has to be a dramatic increase in capacity in literally last week.
All right. Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning.
Thanks.
That's Gabriel Keaveney there, the Deputy General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association.